Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Grand Champion Country Ham at the Kentucky State Fair was exhibited by Broadbent B&B Foods of Catawba. Owner Ronnie Drennan said he knew this year's winning ham was something special when he pulled it out of the smoker.
I think it weighed a little over 18 pounds. It was a bit nice, plump ham, so it looked good when we would come out of the smoker, so it was one of my favorite hams. I had two or three that sort of stood out at me, but it was the one I thought was overall the best ham.
Not only did Broadbent B&B Foods win Grand Champion Country Ham Honors, they also won several other classes during the ham show.
We won actually six out of the seven classes. We won the cut class, which is the ham class that they taste, and we won the best of five hams overall at the fair too. So that them are classes that don't get no publicity, but they're really important to win.
He adds winning the cut ham class is also a nice honor that helps them know they're doing things the right way.
Well, it shows you consistency, and of course the taste class is the only one that they taste every year, one class. So.
This year's Grand Champion Ham at the Kentucky State Fair, May the 19th, for Broadbent B&B Foods. It was originally started by Smith Broadbent and the Broadbent family, now owned by Ronnie and Beth Drennan. The Grand Champion Ham sold Thursday during the Kentucky Farm Bureau Country Ham Breakfast at the State Fair. We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Ronnie Drennan says it's always an honor to win the Country Ham Show at the Kentucky State Fair, but this year the family received a special treat when their granddaughter, Abby Drennan, competed in the 4-H Country Ham Show and won third on her speech, first place on her ham, and first overall.
She was very lucky. She won her age group with her ham this year, so that's pretty hard to do because they only get two hams, and her grandmother had made sure that I was nowhere near her ham all through the process.
He adds the 4-H Country Ham Project continues to grow across the state, which is exciting.
It is. You know, there was 700 and something kids here, you know, and it's just it's a great project. And, you know, it's really hard to win. And, you know, they may win one year and never win again. So it is really good.
This year, Broadbent B&B Foods worked with 4-H'ers from 9 counties who cured more than 250 country hams. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.